Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these Pebbles of Truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. Well, we just finished talking about moms during the month of May, and today we want to start talking to the dads during the month of June. Mm-hmm. And you know, while I'm talking about dads, let me remind you that we have a great way for you to honor dad at the Barnstormers game on June the 19th. It's going to be a great game followed up by some fantastic fireworks, and of course, dads, you get a free t-shirt as well. Mm-hmm. So go out to the website, pebblesoftruth.com, and learn more about how you can enjoy this family outing together. But Bruce, we want to talk about dads, so where are we going to start?
Well, Cap, I think I want to start by reminding all of us as dads listening today that we are the most powerful teacher of theology that our children will ever have.
Well, Bruce, probably most of us don't have a degree in theology.
That's right. But, you know, of all the word pictures God could have chosen to describe himself, he chose Father, and he wants to be a loving and protecting God. And so we as dads are teaching our children how God, their heavenly Father, loves and protects them by being the kind of earthly father he wants us to be.
So there's little wonder as to why the devil then, God's mm-hmm. arch enemy, mm-hmm. has chosen to belittle and attack the role of father in our culture today.
Yeah, it's a great insight. And, you know, we have a generation of people who do not view the role of father as a positive, protective thing, but one who is unloving and absent, and so they have an aversion to God as their father.
Well, Bruce, that's point one, dads being the greatest teacher of theology that their children will have. Uh-huh. What's the second point for today?
Well, we want to talk about the importance of dad being actively involved in the parenting partnership with the mother of his children.
Well, wait a minute. Let me understand that. We want dads to partner with their wives in parenting their kids? Well, this sounds like a duh moment, something we shouldn't really have to say.
Well, you're right, but unfortunately, about half of the kids in America tonight are going to go to bed not having felt the love and attention of their biological fathers.
Well, you're talking about divorce, blended step families.
Yes, partially, but you know, there are too many dads who live under the same roofs as their biological children who aren't physically, spiritually, and emotionally connected to their children either. In fact, remember the horrible Columbine massacre?
Yes, I do.
Well, the two young men who perpetrated that crime came from upper-middle class intact marriages, and their dads didn't even know they were building bombs in the garage.
So then you're saying that there may be some dads listening today who really aren't as plugged into their children's lives as they should be.
That's right. And I'm going to confess that there were times in my fathering days that my focus was on supplying all that my kids needed at the expense of being there physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And I also found that I tended to advocate the parenting responsibilities of our two sons to my wife, Karen. And after all, that was her job. You know, mine was to provide and protect. But I failed to realize that she was feeling resentment and abandonment and all alone in the overwhelming task of parenting. And I needed to stop and think for a minute that God designed that it took a man and a woman to make a child. So he certainly intends for God, for man and woman to parent a child.
Well, that makes perfect sense to me, Bruce. But what can we as dads do to better partner with our wives, you know, the mothers of our children, with this parenting task?
Well, I think the first thing we need to do is love our wives. Mm-hmm. Kids want to know that they are loved, number one, and they want to know that you love each other as a couple and you're going to stay together. The second thing is to get in there, roll up our sleeves, and help. Parenting is like tag team wrestling. You know, moms handle the kids all day, and when we get home from work, you know, the tendency is to want to sit down and relax, but we need to stick our hand in the ring and let her tag us if she needs some help. And otherwise, she's going to get tired and overwhelmed, and the kids are going to win the day, and that's never a good scenario.
Well, Bruce, these are great, helpful thoughts. But I'm thinking about the guy who's really not living with his kids or their mother anymore. Mm-hmm. How can he be an effective dad to his children?
Well, that's a great question. I think the first thing they need to do is to make a treaty with their ex-wives that the welfare of their children comes before any other issues between them as man and woman. And mm-hmm. then dads, don't diminish mom in the eyes of your kids. Keep, you know, that perspective, keep balance there, and then stay in touch. Email, visit, celebrate birthdays, visit the performances, the games they have. Too many dads stop being with their children after families break up, and they need to know you love and care for them even more now that you don't live under the same roof anymore.
Well, thank you for these suggestions, Bruce. It's always good for us as dads to be reminded of the important role that we play, not only in loving our kids, but showing them how God loves them as well. And we're going to talk more about being a dad next week, so until then, keep building your house on the rock. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.